Goodfellas on DVD. I couldn't afford the Blu-ray, but so I settled for the DVD. It's all right, though. I have a 36-pack of Pop-Tarts, unfrosted, the only way to eat them. I have infinite rope. I can take out of the store, I guess. I have a little handheld mirror. And I have a wallet-sized picture of my cat, who is adorable.
So I'm bringing an X, some beer, one free entry to the theater, my dairy, and a book of movie quotes.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see how that diary comes into play, Guy. I'm very excited to see that. All right, so as I recall it, guys, the way we got into Rift Town, even to begin with, is we were taking the train, and we were a little nervous, I remember, because we realized the train only takes you through West Rift Town, which we actually haven't got into on this podcast yet. It's known as kind of being the tougher, rougher side of town.
Yeah, I was definitely nervous. I was looking at my picture of my cat to calm me down the whole ride. I was just like,
that's why you brought an axe.
He had an axe the whole time?
I was not cool about that axe, but he just had it out the whole time. Like, I'm ready. I was like, ready for what?
I think it helped us in the end. I think there's a lot of people looking at us on the train, and it could have been the axe while they were looking at us.
That's true.
I think also it's a reason why no one made a move on us. We didn't get robbed on the train.
Hey, either way, we were prepared.
Yeah, I think so.
It's important.
And then we rolled into town, and it was the weirdest thing. Right when we got off the train, there was a group of young men who are waiting there for us, and they seemed like they were kind of meeting everyone as they walked off the train. It was a very aggressive
It was bizarre. I had not seen anything like that.
It was
I've been to at least like three towns.
I wouldn't call it, it was more of like an organized a group in the community. I wouldn't call it a gang.
No, they were all wearing one primary color, though. They were all wearing very bright neon yellow, which was strange.
Yeah, yes. That was an interesting what did they call themselves again?
The P Squad.
That was
not pleasant.
I think it stood for Pleasant Squad, though. Even though they were not pleasant, they stood for the Pleasant Squad. I don't think they realized with the yellow and the P Squad what other connotations that brought up. But
yeah, and it can't be blamed on them. I mean, the public education can't be good in West Rift Town. So
no, not at all.
That was going to fly over their heads.
It's just the hypocrisy and the corruption and et cetera. I don't know politics.
Yeah, all of it. You know, just not good infrastructure in West Rift Town.
That's a word.
Yeah. We're going to be saying a lot of them. So I recall us getting off the train, and one of the guys actually yelled at us, and I think he said, "Hey, what are you guys? Hey, who are you guys? I don't recognize you guys at all."
Yeah, that's because
that sounds very weird.
Yeah, we just got off the train.
Yeah, I know. I can see you're getting off the train. Where are you trying to go? This is West Rift Town. You can't just go walking around West Rift Town.
I kind of thought I could because it's the train and you just kind of leave the train and it's no big deal.
There are rules here. There are rules and we don't obey them. And now that's why we have to enforce our own rules. We are the Peace Squad.
So wait, there are rules and you don't obey them. So you come up with your own rules?
You know, I've had enough. I've had enough with this fool. Danny, okay. Acapella dance this guy. And then it was the weirdest thing because like one of the guys jumped forward and he just started dancing, but there wasn't any music at all.
Ooh, man, those moves.
Yeah, how you like that?
That's why they're called the Pleasant Squad.
That's pretty pleasant, I gotta say.
It's
not bad.
That's how West Rift Town does it.
If that's how West Rift Town does it, I'm all about it. I'm very on board.
Yeah. Now you know the Pleasant Squad. That's us.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, is there anything we can do for you? We're on the tourism board here in West Rift Town.
So what's here to do in this area?
Well, depends what you want to do. I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of hungry. I could eat.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I can grab a bite of something. Yeah. I mean, I got these Pop-Tarts, although I'm pretty good on the Pop-Tarts. But I guess I probably shouldn't.
Gonna need some protein in there.
I should have gotten the bacon Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
You guys hungry or not?
Yeah.
I guess I could eat.
I think the general consensus is yes.
We should probably. Is there anywhere nearby to eat? Yeah, that depends. You think you guys think you can handle McDonald's?
I'm sorry, did you say McDonald's?
I said McDonald's.
Darnold's?
McDonald's. You guys don't know how West Rifttown, it's a little tougher over here, okay? You can't just go around trying to feed people McDonald's. That's soft baby shit. We don't eat soft baby shit in West Rifttown. We eat McDonald's, okay? They're not afraid. They'll curse at you at McDonald's. They don't care.
I mean, I've been cursed at McDonald's. It's not, it doesn't seem that different as opposed to a regular McDonald's.
You're not listening to me. McDonald's corporate policy is to curse at you as they serve you food. Do you understand? Can you handle that? If so, it's across the street. Feed yourself.
Well,
that seems...
Yeah, I guess we should probably... I mean, thanks, Peace Squad.
Yeah, that was actually really informative. Yeah, and nice.
The dance wasn't bad. Do you guys... do you ever add music in? Acapella! All right, let's probably just... We should probably just go over...
You should really consider that. It would have helped with the dancing, in my opinion.
Yeah, so let's go check out McDonald's.
Okay. Mickey Darns.
Yeah. All right, so we walked, and McDonald's, it turns out, looks exactly like McDonald's, the same everything.
It's almost basically a ripoff.
Yeah.
It's, like, exactly the same. There's the same slight smell of vomit underneath everything. Like on top of the cheap fast food smell.
Yeah, I think there might have been some kind of, because what I felt like was McDonald's probably still owns McDonald's.
And definitely.
Is it just like second brand or something?
Yeah, I think what it is in West Rifttown, the people like to think of themselves as being tougher, or you know, somehow, you know, stronger than everyone else for having to grow up in West Rifttown.
I did hear that expressed once or twice in West Rifttown.
Yeah. So I think what it is they have their own version of McDonald's there that just kind of caters to people who think they're a little bit edgier.
Yeah, but the edgiest thing they have in the title is just the word darn.
Yeah.
That's not that edgy.
But that's just corporate America. You can't go...
Yeah, you can't curse. It's like,
you know, that's
18
true.
Years old or more.
It's the system.
Yeah, so... and then we walked in, and that was there's a guy behind the counter, and he was the one that addressed us.
Hey, motherfuckers, welcome to McDonald's.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What would you like, you pieces of shit?
Oh, man. Well,
so what you have there?
The fuck are you talking about? We got burgers.
Well, sounds like they got burgers, Gee. You want to?
Okay. We got big marks.
They got big marks.
So what's the burger that sells the most here.
Big Morks!
Hey, Tony, they order a Big Mork?
Not yet, they're taking this sweet-ass time over here!
What the hell?
Okay, I'll take this fucking thing then.
I'm sorry, could you speak up? Did you just swear at me?
Yeah, that's not how this works.
You just fucking swear? I can swear. And so can you.
Okay, so I'm giving me the fucking burger already.
Thank you! Jesus Christ, speak up when you're swearing at me at McDonald's.
All right, I mean, shit, man. I guess I will also have... Could I get a burger and fries? Please, you guys got fries?
Well, you got froys.
What are froys?
They're like fries.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll take those. Is there anything different about them? Why do you call them froys? I don't...
Think I ask you about fries? Yeah, they don't get the fries concept. I told him it's like fries.
I'm gonna throw some nails in his fries.
That's good. That's good.
See what West Rifttown does.
Normally we charge extra for the nails, but you're getting it for free today.
Oh yeah, I mean, I could probably just are they fried with them? I'd probably just pull them out.
Nah, we sprinkle them on top afterwards.
I'm gonna put a fry in one of the French fries.
Oh yeah, that's how it's done at West Rifttown.
All right, well I guess we're getting a meal, but we're gonna have to be careful with it, guys. I think that's gonna be.
I just wanted to get some ketchup just to throw on my Pop-Tart. I thought that would be a good end.
What? We got ketchup? We got shorts up?
I'm sorry, did you say you have shorts up?
I think shorts up.
I don't think that's a real condiment. We
got it here over at McDonald's.
Is that a horchata ketchup?
Similar to horchata. It's got a similar texture and flavor to horchata.
Okay, well, I mean, guys, I don't know about you, but I think we should get our food and get the frig on out of here.
Yeah, we should definitely, bounce. Let's leave. This is uncomfortable.
Yeah, you should leave.
Take these burgers and your nail fries.
Oh, you better enjoy those nail fries, motherfuckers.
All right, well, it's great. Well, let's get.
You gotta get the hell out of here.
Yeah, here's something for your diary, Guy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lots of stuff.
That was
really uncomfortable.
That was too much. I mean, just stepping outside of that place, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Though I gotta admit, the chorchup, not bad.
Chorchup?
It's not bad. Chorchup. I didn't understand what he was saying the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I think the problem is they've got some good ideas, but they're really forcing their hand with the way they talk to interact with.
Definitely, it's customers. Limiting.
But I hear that's how it goes in West Rift Town.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, people seem to like it in here. There was a guy in there who was just yelling back, and he was smiling the whole time. I mean, he was.
Yeah, he seemed pleasant.
The guy was telling him that he hoped that his dog died, and he was just like laughing and gave him a high five, even. So maybe we're just in over our heads here in West Rift Town.
Yeah, this is just an entirely new culture over here. It's like stepping into a new realm.
Yeah. Well, let's just take a minute and eat these burgers. You guys notice that wolf over there? There's just. You guys, it's a big wolf.
I did not notice him, and now I do now.
Yeah, just seems to be sitting there watching us. He's getting closer. I don't know.
You think it has to do with these big morks?
You know what? I think, Rift Town does have a bit of a wolf problem, and I think that over in West Rift Pound, it's got to be worse. I can't imagine they've got...
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, the dog trackers and catchers can't keep track of these wolves or catch them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's got my pant leg, guys. He's just Is he playing?
Oh, he's on there.
Do wolves play?
Here, should I I'm going to give him a little tickle behind the ears. Hey buddy. Oh, he does not like that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's not responsive to that at all.
Should throw the burger and see if he goes after the burger.
I don't want to go back in there. They yelled at me.
Mm-hmm.
I got
these Pop Tarts. I got a 36 pack. I've eaten like four, but I can take one. Here, I'll toss it.
Yeah. Well. Oh, another one came out and got the Pop Tart. Okay.
That did nothing to help this one.
He's kind of got. Oh, guys, I'm falling a little. Oh, okay.
There's always my ex.
Wolf is strong.
Have you tried taking off your pants? Have you tried that?
All right. Okay. Here the pants go. Gee, that axe might not be a bad idea, but okay.
Okay. Let's use the axe.
The flesh is exposed, and he's going for it, guys. He's really.
Oh no.
All right. Get
okay. I'll use the axe.
Oh. Oh God.
I got a dead wolf on our hands now.
Oh, man. This is not how I expected our trip to go.
And you know what? The worst part is the damage done to my pants is a little irreparable, guys. I don't think I'm going to be able to put these back on.
I mean, I don't know if I'd argue that's the worst thing after I just saw a wolf get murdered, but it's not ideal.
Our friend got murdered.
I mean, the wolf was attacking me, Casey. Whose side do you land on? You know what I mean?
Gonna take a minute on that one.
Yeah, you take a minute. I'm gonna figure out how I can just kind of. I'm trying to stop this bleeding and also figure out my pants situation here.
Yeah, we got a real trouble. So
at least I have $500 cash.
Yeah, is there a store around?
Yeah. Let's see.
Pharmacy maybe.
There's a. Let's see if we can find like a Gap.
Is that a fashion bug
over
there?
Should we stop the bleeding first?
Or
the pants first?
You know what? I'm gonna tie the pants around the leg and I'm just gonna tie it tight and hope that doesn't. Attract more wolves because they smell blood, right? We should probably sharks, wolves, predators.
They're the sharks of the land.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna just poke my head real quick into this McDonald's, you guys, and I'm just gonna kind of.
That's a good idea. They might know.
All right. I'm gonna pop in here. Hello.
Oh, you back? What you want, bitch?
Well, what's that guy's got no pants on?
Oh, this pantless motherfucker.
Guys, a wolf took my pants. I don't know if you know about the wolves out here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention. You got to watch out for them wolves.
You dumbass don't know about wolves?
They don't know about the wolves over here in West Rift Town.
All right, so do you guys know anywhere I can pick up some pants? I don't have any pants. I was wondering if...
At this time of day? At this time of day, you're going to ask me that now?
Well, it's 2 p.m.
Yeah. In West Rift Town, we all take naps at 2 p.m. Actually, you know what? Hey, man, we're late. We got nap time. We got to take a break.
You guys just going to lay down back there?
Oh, we got cots.
Yeah. Oh.
We got motherfucking cots.
Hello? They were out like...
Oh, that...
Out like infants. Those guys just went right to sleep. Must be a tough... They're cute when they're asleep. All right. Well,
should you take his pants?
Here's my issue: is that guy was very aggressive, and I feel like if I start taking off his pants and he wakes up, I might be in trouble here. You know what? I'm gonna I'm going to go for it. I don't know what the odds are here. You know what? Eh, let's just, I'm going to crawl back here.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll get the same kind of size pants. I'm just going to take the button off here. And, oof, this zipper's got my anxiety up. You got to do it. You got to... I'm just going to just kind of try to see if I can't pull him off without getting his underwear, because that's going to really make me just look bad. Almost. Oh, no, I think he's waking up. Don't.
Got no pants.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, well, I'm just going to pull these pants the rest of the ways off. I hope he doesn't need these for the grease burns. All right, guys, I got these pants on.
So let's live here.
This is a good idea, Guy. Thank
that,
you.
Yeah, that worked out well. I'm surprised. That guy, he's tuckered out back there.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in West Rift Town's a great time. Everyone just... All right, well...
I guess just years of just doing it, like, every day. You just get used to it.
Well, I tell you what, that whole wolf... that whole wolf situation kind of got me in an outdoorsy mood, believe it or not. I was wondering if you guys wanted to go for a hike? I mean, I think there's, like, there's some woods up around here.
I mean, I get, I could... I mean, I'm all right with that.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We have food.
We do drinks. I got my Pop-Tarts. I still got like 32 of them left.
Can you have some beers up there?
Oh, yeah. You brought beer, Guy, and you got an axe, too. So
And I got rope.
Can chop some wood.
Oh, you guys were so set for this. Yeah. Well, this is, I mean, oh, here we go. It's right in front of us.
It's like we should have had this plan the whole time.
I think so. All right. So, and then we got to the woods, and I remember there was kind of like a trailhead. Like a hiking trail there in the woods, but there was one very poorly clothed man who seemed like he was having a tough time. He was missing both his shoes, but he was smiling. He was having a good time, kind of sitting there on the stump, just kind of in the sun. And I think his name was Halsey, because that's what he said, right? He said,
That sounds right.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi. Hi there.
Hey, what are you guys doing today?
Yeah, we're planning to go for the hike.
Oh, you're going... Oh, great. Who are you guys hiking to? You hiking to the old shoe factory?
I guess. We're kind of new to the area. Is there a shoe factory?
Oh, it's the oldest. It's an old factory, and they make shoes.
In, like, the middle of the woods, there's a factory.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you used to always put the shoe factories in the woods, because if you had them in the town, everyone would ransack the shoe factory for the shoes.
Okay, wow, is that the only shoe factory in the town, I guess? And that's the only way to get shoes?
Yeah, I mean, you act like that's strange. Have you not
ever
walked
around? I mean,
it
kind of is.
You ever not walked around without shoes? It's terrible.
I mean, I suppose so. Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever get desperate enough to ransack a factory.
Take a look at my feet.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh. Jeez, I noticed that at first.
Is it bad?
Oh, it's not good. Have you looked at them lately?
Yeah.
Oh, no, man.
It smells like McDonald's.
Yeah. I'm noticing a lot of McDonald's wrappers around here. Do they just... Is this like where the trash collects? Do people throw their trash here on purpose?
No, I just always hit up McDonald's every night, and I just eat whatever food that they try to get rid of.
Oh, well, that explains why your feet smell like McDonald's.
Yeah, been walking around in it.
Yeah. Is that comfortable to walk around in McDonald's?
Eh, well, you know, I like to wrap the wrappers around my feet, kind of like their shoes. But you know what? I've got an idea. Since you guys are going to the old shoe factory, why don't I just tag along? Halsey, by the way. My name's Halsey.
Oh. Okay, hi, Halsey.
Hello.
Yep, smartest man in town.
Okay.
All right, let's take you guys to these woods. These can be tough.
Smartest man in town doesn't have any shoes. Okay. That's okay.
What was that?
Huh? Oh, yeah, let's go to the factory,
I
guess.
Yes. All right. Well, you guys are in luck. You're gonna need me, because there's a lot of wolves in these woods. There's a ton of wolves.
Oh, geez. Do you know how to deal with them? We've already encountered one. It went bad.
You know what? I've lived in Rift Town for 47 years now, and I'm still alive. So I would say I know how to handle a wolf or two.
That's true. We've been here for about an hour and a half,
and our friend lost his pants already. Mm-hmm.
I did lose my pants. It looks like you've got a nice pair of pants on right there. These belong to. It's not important. Should we hike? Yeah, I guess we can hike. Let's head on in, fellas. Follow me.
Yeah. Okay. Is anybody getting a really weird vibe from this guy?
I think he's just a really good dude.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. If you think so, I trust you.
I get that feeling from him. You guys don't.
Okay. I mean, I guess I trust. I don't know if I trust him, but I trust your.
Yeah, I trust your
observation
judgment.
Of him.
Well, he said he was
I
the
guess.
Smartest guy in town.
Yeah. That. And I don't even know if we're technically in town. We're on like the outskirts.
Well, he's definitely the smartest person out here.
That's true.
I mean, if you think about it, population density.
Yeah.
And also, whenever someone tells you they're smart, they're never lying.
You got to take their word for it.
Yeah, smart people don't lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Very honest, all of them. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, we'll follow you. Oh, he's gone. Where did he?
What?
Guys, I think we let's hurry up and catch up with him.
Yeah.
Let's catch up.
Okay.
All right, and then we ran through the woods. We finally caught up with Halsey, and he'd been talking to us the whole time. He'd been like,
he assumed we were just there.
Oh, guys, I can't wait to get those shoes at the old shoe factory. You guys could probably get some old shoes too. It's gonna be they always have so many shoes there.
Yeah, totally shoes.
Halsey, if there's so many shoes there, why haven't you gone there already to get any shoes? Well, you know what? I'd forgotten. And I know that seems dumb, but as the smartest guy, there's a lot of stuff on my mind. So oftentimes I'll forget, and that's why I have these McDonald's wrappers all over my feet.
I mean, I guess so, but man, this is some hard logic to follow.
Don't.
You're not smart enough to follow it.
Everyone.
I guess you're not smart.
Yeah, you're right, Gia. He's not smart enough to follow my logic, but you guys got to quiet down. Because I think I heard some wolves. And this is probably a bad time to tell you guys this.
Oh, no.
I'm not good with the wolves, actually.
You just said you were good with the wolves. What is this now? This is new information.
I wanted friends. I'm really... they seemed almost to come after me more than anyone else. It could be
It's definitely the McDonald's.
The McDonald's?
It's the McDonald's.
I was going to say, it could be the McDonald's all over my feet.
Yeah. It's not hard to figure out. I'm not the smartest person in my town, and I knew that.
Well, here's the important thing, guys. I think the important thing is we don't split up no matter what happens when we stick together. And,
all right, I guess that's reasonable. Hey, is that a lake over there?
You know what? I was actually thinking, Halsey, since you have cheeseburger wrappers all over your feet, maybe we do split up and you go one way.
And we go the other way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we meet up at the old shoe factory. Once we get through this little situation we're at.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. We could stick, because it's going to be harder for us to fight off the wolves if there's less of us. Yeah, Halsey, I think we're just going to go, buddy.
Yeah, we're kind of walking this way.
Don't
and
follow us. Guy has an axe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't.
I have
me.
Infinite rope.
I have this
so
crowbar.
You can just imagine what I'll do with it.
Yeah, best of luck, Halls. Ah, jeez, we're deep in the woods. Better climb a tree, buddy. Better climb a tree. So, I think we spent like 4 or 5 hours wandering around, and we never saw wolves, which kind of creeped me out because I got the feeling they could all see us the entire time.
They constantly had that feeling.
Yeah, lots of noise in the woods, but
we've
never seen anything.
And the one thing we really didn't think about when we left Halsey there was that he's the only one who knew how to get to the old shoe factory.
Yeah, that was a big oversight from us.
But all we were looking for was a hike anyway. Like, we don't need to go.
You don't need shoes.
No. But eventually, and we did find it. It was just on the same trail. It led us to, like, that big clearing. And then there was the old, and it was called the old shoe factory. Pretty run down. There's a bunch of crows kind of all over it. The door was wide open. And the weird thing was there was just shoes everywhere.
There were so many shoes.
And they were all, they looked brand new, but they were so old.
Mm-hmm. And they all had the stamp on them, old shoes. Even though they were like brand new shoes, they were like really nice.
Yeah. And then the crazy thing, Halsey showed up. Like, he totally made it through.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Oh, God, Jesus. I wish you wouldn't have left me back there. But
oh, man. Are you?
But everything worked fine.
Yeah, I lost a few toes. I lost some.
Oh. Did you there?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
They got my wrappers. I've just been walking around in bare feet.
Oh, yeah. They got the middle ones on your right foot there, huh?
Minus a couple.
Yeah.
Who needs them, right?
Yeah.
You don't need them.
Not you, of course. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. They'll stop bleeding, too. All right?
Yeah, just pack some of those McDonald's wrappers just right in the open wound there.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Nah, that stings. There's a lot of salt.
Mm-hmm, that's good, though. That salt's going to plug up the wound real good.
Oh.
It's going to stop the bleeding.
Oh, okay.
Just don't stop. Here. Do you want some rope where you can just, like, tie around your foot? I don't know if that's a... I'm just going to do it.
Okay, that seems more decorative than anything, but thank you.
Yeah, but at least, hey, it distracts from the fact that you have only 3 toes on your right foot.
Can you guys also tie rope around your feet in solidarity? for the toes I've lost today? I'll tell you what, Halsey. I won't. I refuse to. And I actually, now that we're all here in the woods and you're missing a couple toes and Gee has an axe, I kind of demand that you show us around this old shoe factory. I don't know about you guys.
I mean, but, let's just get to it. Yeah, come on.
When in West Rifttown, you get a little rude, huh? Yeah, yeah. Halsey, I'm about to bash you with this crowbar if you don't. Oh, gee, mm-hmm. This always happens every time you open yourself up. And people, Halsey, why don't you show us? All right, I'm gonna. Okay, come on in. All right,
it's good. Good choice. Good choice.
I was excited to show you around here because this is actually no one's been here in decades, and I've been putting this whole these all these old shoes, and you might notice there's no.
Hey, Halsey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, showing some other people around.
Yeah. Just got some friends coming through. Do you have any Band-Aids still?
Oh, so yeah, we got some in the back here. Let me see. Hold on. Let me introduce myself. Hey, guys. Doug Fresno here. Nice to meet you. Owner of the old shoe factory.
Well, hey, Doug Fresno.
Oh, hello. Hey. Yeah. Hey, how's it going? How are you guys doing out here? Thanks you guys hanging out with Halsey over here? This old guy.
I'm missing a couple toes. This is actually kind of serious.
Yeah, Halsey's always joking around with his toes and his feet and his
problems.
Hey,
is that Halsey?
Hey, yeah, Halsey's here, man.
Halsey's here.
Hey, what's up, Halsey? Hell, hey, did you have any first aid at all? I'm blacking out a little, guys. I'm browning out.
Yeah, we just got some McDonald's wrappers up here. I'll bring them down for you.
Oh, yeah, we just had McDonald's.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
We always have McDonald's.
Well, thanks for inviting us to this old shoe factory. I mean, seems like there's a lot of people here, and you just don't have much going on. There's just all these old piles of shoes laying around.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, once the old factory closed down to, say, 15 years ago, we all just decided, hey, why leave? We just got all these shoes. We just formed a little fort. We
have McDonald's nearby.
We got McDonald's.
Why don't you tell them about the machine?
Oh, you guys haven't heard about the machine.
No, it's a secret. Well,
I figured, Halsey, you're the smartest man in town. I figured you just wanted to show off a little bit.
I built it, and I wanted to show someone, because I just don't get treated well, and I thought if someone saw the machine, then maybe someone would buy me some shoes, or you'd let me have some shoes.
Oh, you're so funny, Halsey.
I'm working for you for so long.
Oh, anyways, hey, go stand in the corner again.
Okay, is that where the wrapper? Yeah. See him over there.
Yeah, that's your corner. We got it painted up above Halsey's corner.
I bet I can use my superhuman intelligence to wrap them correctly over the wound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, work on that superhuman intelligence, and oh boy, that Halsey, am I right, guys?
You got shoes geez. For people with less toes than normal.
Ah, man, right. he'll stop. He'll calm down in a couple hours, just once most of his blood leaves his body.
Well, I feel like we keep talking about Halsey, but what was he talking about, that machine?
No. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys haven't heard about the machine. Here, look. It's just, it's easier to show rather than tell.
Hey, the time machine over here is not working so good anymore.
Ah, geez, Daryl, you ruined the surprise!
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's spitting out a lot of blood and guts.
Oh, it's doing that again, it's doing the old blood and guts. Did you turn the dial?
I don't know, is Halsey still here? Maybe Halsey can help.
Nah, he's in the corner. We really shouldn't interrupt him.
I'm just wrapping my toe stumps, guys. Is it I can help out for a shoe?
All right, Halsey, get over here.
One shoe. All right, perfect. Here we go, boys. Time to watch Halsey go to work. And that's the problem. You've got it set for World War I. That's why a lot of limbs and kind of stuff is coming through. Let's just let's recalibrate this. So I'm sure you guys are at this point wondering why a time machine. In the old shoe factory.
I'm sure they are wondering that.
Yeah, well, let old Halsey spin a yarn for you. See, the thing about old shoes are you can't get old shoes anymore, but there's a premium market for old shoes, and that's why I realized if I built a time machine, we could go back and get as many shoes as we wanted.
Many as we wanted. And trust me, when I figured that out, I was seeing dollar signs from ear to ear and from eye to my other eye.
And they only cost pennies back in the olden times. Even Halsey could afford them if you could just give me a couple pennies.
Oh, Halsey, that jokester. Oh, we pay him in McDonald's, mostly just the wrappers.
Well, hold on. I feel like you guys have a time machine, but you just use it to go back and get shoes? You don't.
What else is there to do with the time machine?
Well, I mean, we could go to the future.
Mm,
I don't know if that's a good idea. I went to the future one time, And all I did was look around, and then I came back, and Boy Meets World was back on the air. Did you guys notice that show wasn't on Topanga's 46? That shouldn't have happened. I don't know.
That should not have happened. Science went too far that day.
Well, I don't know, Halsey. When would be like the proper time? Is there? I just want to go in the future a little bit to when things get better. You know what I mean? I've been stressed out recently. It seems like I always thought the future would be better, but it's the future and nothing's good. Maybe is there a future we can go to? Maybe like 100 years where things finally work out.
Halsey, what do you think? What's the highest setting we got on that time machine there?
I can take you guys, but you're not gonna like it. Well, I don't like you, Halsey. I hate
that's
you a lot.
That's a second for me as well.
There, if you're not there, we think you're going to like it.
You six-toe piece of shit. Why don't you just take us in this? I'm going crazy, Halsey.
Yeah, let us figure it out for ourselves if we like it or not.
There's a time machine, and you're telling us we can't go because we might not like it. What do you know what I like?
He's got you there, Halsey.
Well, today is just not my day. Okay, well, that's fine.
Is it ever?
That's a good point. All right, well, you know what? I'll set this for 2074. Are we safe? We feel okay with that, guys?
Let me do the math on that real quick. Is that 600 years in the future?
No, that's...
Oh.
That's 50.
Oh.
54 years.
That sounds better.
Yeah. Maybe a little more. Maybe 57. I'm the smartest man in town. All right. Well, we're all set. Just jump into that blue glowing area. If you guys are...
also the glue blowing area, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's where we put the glue on the bottom of the soles, and we like stick it together.
A lot of dead horses in that glue. You said you'd give me shoes.
Yeah, we lied.
Yeah, I've been noticing that.
Tricked you again, Halsey.
You know what? I'm just going to go through this.
Everything's
right now.
Coming up. Doug Fresno.
And then Halsey just disappeared. And we kind of, like, once he was gone, I realized that I was just trying to, like, I don't know. I had, like, a weird, I was just trying to make Halsey do something. He's just the kind of guy you really want to mess with. And once he had jumped into the future like that, I was like, I mean, who knows what the future entails, right? Like, I'm not sure if.
Yeah, I would definitely was not prepared.
He's not here anymore. Annoying.
Yeah. I mean, and I hate to say that because he seemed like a nice guy, but boy, was he annoying.
Right? He was so annoying.
That wolf situation. It's like, buddy, just
figure it out.
Yeah. They're just you're a human being. You've evolved.
You can do it.
Yeah.
If you're the smartest guy in the world, you can figure it out. Or in the town.
Yeah, you could probably. I mean, I don't understand why he's not in charge of all the wolves. Seems
that's
like
true. He should just be their boss, their master.
Yeah, smartest guy, my ass. I don't think he's. I don't think he's the one.
Yeah, I begin to suspect he was lying.
Yeah, he might have been. He might have been. I didn't trust him. That shady look on his face and those six toes that he had.
Well, then we were just standing there talking trash about Halsey, when he popped back through. With a really cool pair of shoes that he had gotten himself. Oh, you guys, the future is amazing. There's so many shoes.
Ah,
oh,
Jesus, back.
There's shoes everywhere. I don't got to work here anymore. I don't got to do what you guys say I have to do.
Halsey. Stay where you are.
All right.
Take your shoes off right now.
Take
them off.
All right. Well, okay. But there's a lot of blood in them still.
It's all right. Do you trust me?
Yeah,
is
okay.
That you go, Halsey. There you go.
You seem nice.
Put them on the ground.
Put the shoes on the ground?
Yep.
All right. Shoes
back
are going.
Away
from
slowly.
The... Okay. Slowly.
Okay. I'm just going to go over here. I'm just going to take these shoes.
Okay.
And
is it mine?
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, well, guess I'll go back into the future and get some. Hey, Halsey, the machine's down again. Oh boy. Okay, looks like you blew a fuse. The power generator is
Yeah, that's gonna take a while to fix, isn't it, huh?
Halsey, why did you take us to this awful, boring place? Well, then I made a time machine. Halsey, with your no shoes, dumb, wolf-riddled woods, and now we're in the middle of, an old shoe factory? What was your game plan on this even?
God, I thought you wanted to spend time with me. I was going to grab some shoes.
We never expressed interest in spending time with you. That was never a thing.
Look, you seem like a smart guy, Halsey, and I'm only saying that because you've said it a bunch of times. And I like the machine. I like the machine. I'm not, I don't think it's really my cup of tea. I don't think I want to, machine's back up. You know what, guys? Why don't we pop in this machine really quick? Halsey, you hang tight. She said it for.
Yeah, just, you know, let's just go get
let's
it.
Let's go for it.
Say yes.
Let me answer me this, Halsey. Is there at any point in the future, where a Jurassic Park type situation is realistic?
I'll do a quick search. The search engine in this isn't well done. I didn't spend as much time on this as I did just trying to find places in time and history with extra shoes. But looks like I'll just put in genetic engineering manipulation and.
A quick thing, not super important, but if you could find a place that also has like a DVD player handy, like a portable one, so I could watch this copy of Goodfellas, because it's been on my mind all day.
Okay. You're in luck. It looks like I can either send you guys back to when Dolly the sheep was being genetically made, and they would have things to watch your Goodfellas
okay.
DVD.
Yeah.
I can send you to 2057 when there was a rampant increase in the genetic mutation and cloning of Ice Age megafauna, looks like. Seems like those two things happen. And, I mean, it's whatever you want to do.
I think the DVD quality will be better in the future.
Yeah, those both sound like dog shit options, Halsey. But I guess if we had to pick one.
Yeah.
I guess we'd probably go.
Yeah, I might be a little more inclined towards the Dolly the sheep for the Goodfellas, just because it's sure. But whatever. Go to the future and see our stupid dinosaurs.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you want to? Did you want to go to your thing first?
No.
It might be cool, man. When they first were cloning that Dolly the sheep, she was coming out as like an octopus one time, I think. And then she came out.
Yeah,
like,
I heard about that.
There's a bunch of legs on her.
Oh, yeah, like, that poor girl.
You shouldn't see that.
Yeah.
That's got to be interesting. Yeah, and then, I can just pop in real quick, watch that Goodfellas.
Probably
it's only
pop
like,
in real quick.
It's only like a two-hour and 25-minute movie?
Yeah, 2 hours, 25 minutes for Goodfellas,
mm-hmm.
and maybe just 20 minutes of looking at that sheep.
And if it's not a big deal, but maybe if we get like another like 20 minutes just to watch the deleted scenes and like some of the special bonus features on the DVD, because it's a two-disc DVD set.
The director's cut part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well, Halsey, why don't you send us back to the sheep, and if we could just come back, and we'll do the genetic whatever the hell you said. Who cares? All right, set it for us, buddy. And thanks, and we are out. And then we jumped. And then we jumped through the time machine, and we landed in that science lab.
Man, that was weird.
Yeah, I said, you know what? It's science labs. They seem fun when you see them on TV, and then you wind up in one, and you're just like, ooh, nerdy, right? Just, ooh, feel like.
It probably didn't set the right tone when the first thing I said was, nerd!
Yeah, that. I mean, they looked at us weird when we just kind of like rolled in out of absolutely nowhere and started bullying them a little bit.
When we broke the plane of space and time,
yeah,
just to teach a couple of nerds some lessons.
Where's that octopus sheep? Where's your octopus sheep? Huh? Oh, what? Oh, you sad because you tried to make a real sheep and you only made an octopus sheep? Where's it at? I want to see it. What is it? You got a pile of them around here.
Oh, I want to chop those bitches up, make some calamari. You know what I'm talking about?
Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. You're talking to us?
Yes, I am. I am the manager of this lab, and I will not have you.
What
guys.
Is this, McDonald's, or is this a lab? You got a manager
this,
over
this,
here?
This is a lab sponsored by McDonald's for alternative meat choices, but you do not get to come in here and boss, and you call my workers nerds.
Well, what would
but
you
that's
call
what
them?
They are.
If it's, oh, nerds? Well, would a nerd be able to make something cool like this?
That is a
dead octopus sheep.
That is very dead.
Mm-hmm. I thought. Yep. No, it's a model of it's a marvel of modern science. We almost cloned the sheep. It'll take another 6 months.
Almost isn't there, you freaking nerd.
I think if you look at the hard data.
If you look down at your shirt, because you have something there. On your shirt? Okay. Yeah, somebody poke. Oh, got you!
God, Jesus, my nose!
Oldest trick in the book!
Yeah, why don't you suck my hard data, nerd? Hey, look, guys, there's a DVD over here. Let's grab this DVD
player.
Yeah,
that's cheesy. Yeah.
And,
hey, guys, I drew 69 on the whiteboard.
Nice, nice, nice. What is it about labs that make you just want to bully everybody? I don't know what it is.
And those bunch of nerds.
Yeah, you got them, man. Bunch of nerds. All right. Oh, hey, you know what? Before I get out of here, you guys, you're a doctor, right? My nose. I get this blank prescription paper. I was wondering if you could, this is weird, but I was wondering if you could just give me some drugs, maybe. It's really not that kind of lab you'd have to go to. Yeah, it's what I thought. Bunch of nerds. All right, grab their DVD player.
I mean, wait. Okay, yeah, I'll grab that. Should we talk about, like, are you okay? Do you have, like, a drug problem?
Yeah. Well, my thing was, I think drugs were cheaper back here, and I was kind of, I heard Halsey's shoe scheme, and I was thinking maybe go back in time, pick up some drugs, and then sell them in the future. Because we got more of an opioid epidemic in the future.
And you're trying to capitalize on that.
Yeah,
and make
absolutely.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halsey's not the only smart guy around, guys. Come on. I've done some thinking.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. Ethically questionable, for sure, I think. But to each his own.
You know what, guys? I think you're right. I think we've spent too much time in West Rifttown, and it's starting to rub off on me. Just like this nerd over here is wanting to rub off on me, right, you nerd? Look at this guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
You got a pocket protector? What you got in there?
Yeah, right, totally. All right,
let's get back to... How do we summon Halsey? How do we...
We
should have talked about before
probably
we
should have brought him with us.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to get...
I don't think we thought this all the way through.
Did you say you're going to watch the movie? Maybe just wait, watch the movie.
Yeah,
and see,
I mean,
wait.
If we're just going to... We've got time to kill.
Just sit down and watch this movie
that.
For a minute.
Yeah, let's see. We got a projector here. Hey, move all that nerd shit!
Yeah, I was going to set this movie up. And then, like, a portal opened and Halsey just stuck his head in. Are you guys, you're ready to... Get the hell out of here, Halsey!
It's movie time.
We're watching a movie. I've actually never seen Goodfellas before. Yeah, well, you'll have to go rent it.
Hey,
Halsey.
You know what, Halsey? How about you go home and get your fucking shine box, huh?
Yeah, it's a reference you'll never get, Halsey.
You'll never get it.
You'll never understand that reference. You get out of here.
Okay, I'll check back in and what do you think? How long should I?
If we watch it once all the way through and then again with the DVD commentary.
Takes a lot of power to keep the machine on for this long.
Just keep it running the whole night. Just figure it out.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yep, that's the only choice we're giving you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I guess I'll see you soon.
And then we watched Goodfellas, and it kicked ass. God,
man, it was
movie.
Good.
Oh, the commentary is especially good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Especially we made that shine box joke, and then we got to watch the scene. Like, mm-hmm. And we just were
it
like,
was so good.
Oh, that was amazing. I love that part of it. Oh, man. Well, yeah, and then, of course, the portal opened back up, and we had to go back to the old shoe factory where Halsey was.
And let's be honest, those nerds were happy to get us out of their lab because we were just watching that movie the whole time.
Yeah,
right in the middle of their lab.
Yeah, and I mean, I think one of them was kind of into it. He made some popcorn, but the other guy, the guy we picked on a lot, was just arms crossed. No, I'm not, like a total nerd. Oh, I'm not a nerd. And why do you look like a nerd? You know what I mean?
He was doing mathematics over in the back, trying to figure out an equation to prove he was not a nerd.
Yeah, I hated it.
That's a nerd.
I kept wiping it off with my hand because it was dry away. Right?
I saw that. That was awesome.
That was a pretty cool move. I did it three different times. Comedy comes in threes. So, well, and then the unfortunate thing was we wound up back at the time machine at the old shoe factory, and Halsey was on us for not bringing shoes back like he wanted, and the whole octopus sheep seemed like a kind of a letdown, and Halsey really, I think he thought our big adventure was going to be going to the future and seeing all this genetically modified Ice Age megafauna. But honestly, I think our adventure was getting to spend some quality time together and watching Goodfellas. I think that was all I needed out of out of West Rift Town, guys.
Yeah, it really was. It was just the perfect ending to a not at all perfect, horrifying day.
Yeah, but sometimes when you can just cap it off, you know, with something nice, that's all it takes to make a good day.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Then chowing down on some unfrosted Pop-Tarts.
Hell yeah.
And some beers.
All right, well, I think that's gonna be it for this episode of Rift Town. Thank you if you listened. Appreciate it very much. Just a reminder, Two Bar Spirits, check them out. They make great stuff. Other than that, I should throw some dates out, but I don't know where I'm going to be. September 22nd and 23rd, I'm going to be at Laugh Lines in Vancouver. And then October 5th, 6th, and 7th, I'm going to be at Joker's Comedy Club in Richland, Washington. So make sure if you hear this and you're the one guy I know who might be the person who's listening to this podcast and also lives near Richland, Washington. God, more people need to start listening to this podcast. All right, well, thank you guys for listening. I hope more people do. Have a good one. Oh, and the music is by bensounds.com. Thanks again to Casey.
Hey. And, also, bye.
And thanks, Guy.
Well, thanks. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.